Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Bitpunk FM Unwound. Okay, what do I want to talk about today? There's actually, I have an idea. And I've been thinking about it for a while. And it's coming closer to realization. So, yeah, it's called PIT. Physical item tag. So what is a physical item tag? Well, there's a concept in podcasting 2.0 called LIT, live item tag, where they added a new item under the channel level. So you have your podcast, and then most podcasts are just called items in the XML. And then they added a new one called live item tag. And that's what I've been talking about these last couple of episodes. Basically, you know, what's in the live item tag is really honestly not much, because all the live item tag is doing is basically telling people where to go get the live feed. So it's like a URL. Essentially a URL or a pointer. You know, you can think of it like a pointer. And so I've been really racking my head on physical items. And basically the idea is, I have to look into how to do a proposal to RSS, but I'm thinking about, I think I just want to socialize the idea. And that idea is, why don't we add a physical item tag? The main use case would be for physical audio, as in cassettes or CDs or a record. And if you have these, and if you have the physical item tag, and if clients support it, which is the realization I made today why I'm struggling with this, is because the client support, it's basically why it's difficult to do without it. Then you can have a physical piece of item, and then zap the artists from the item, from the physical item. And so right now I just want to talk about, you know, where I think physical music is going. In the US particularly, like, the vinyl comeback is definitely like in full swing. I mean, in my small town, I guess it's not too small, but my town here, there's like 3 vinyl record stores, like within walking distance. It's kind of amazing. I mean, not, and walking distance for an American means like within like 3 minutes, you know? So that's a pretty high density of vinyl record stores to like actual shops that are otherwise closing. And these shops, there's always someone in them. At least, you know, every time I'm going at decent times. So, I don't have the numbers, but like, it's definitely a thing. Cassettes, as much as I love them, I will admit that that comeback's a much more niche. But if you look at, the real problem with cassettes is that there's not enough cassette players to really accommodate the overwhelming, of course, desire to come back and play cassettes. But vinyl is here. And CDs also, I don't know. There's tons of CD stores that also are in these record stores, and the CDs are even cheaper. I don't know. But it's a thing. I'm telling you, it's a thing. And for me personally, I really don't want to use computers anymore. Like, I'm really getting sick of them. I've been for a very long time, multiple decades, been using computers, and I've been hacking computers. I've been hacking other embedded devices. And honestly, you know, I've seen so many issues in security that they really are no more issues. And I have, like the guy I mentioned on the Bitpunk FM regular channel, you know, I'm kind of coming to a conclusion where if you really want to do something secure, just don't do it on a computer. Like, there's an upper bound to how secure you can make these things. And anyway, I just don't want to be on computers. Like, they do everything. And some things they do pretty well. But, you know, when I sit down in front of my desktop, I feel like I should be doing email. I don't feel like creative. I don't feel inspired. It's, I want to open a spreadsheet, and that kind of sucks. So when I listen to music, I just want to listen to music, and I just want, the cassette really is perfect for that. And whatever. I also have a record player too. And that's also, I want to put on a record. And the thing is, I got to get up and flip the freaking record. You know, it's like a built-in pause. It's perfect. Like, it makes sure that you are actively listening. And that's kind of my issue with digital music, including podcasts. And I realize the irony here is most people are listening to this, obviously, digitally. But I just don't like, you know, I don't like Bluetooth headphones as much anymore. It's like the earbuds are all earbuds are kind of annoying. And I don't know, like I get to carry my phone around with me to listen to a podcast, and then I end up not paying attention. And so I kind of feel like when I want to listen to somebody, I really want to kind of give it the attention. If I'm really, I've also been this way for books. I've been this way for books much longer than I have been for audio. I've always had physical books. I've tried many Kindles, many e-readers, and they're great for traveling. But the problem I have is I cannot recall anything that I read on a Kindle. If I read something on a book, a decent sized book, and I'm actually quite a fast reader. Like I can get through I would say under 300 pages, I could probably finish in a day, almost a sitting. Like I read very quickly, and especially nonfiction where I'm already familiar with a lot of the material. I can read very quick. I'm a fast reader. So, but I cannot recall information when it's in a Kindle because it blends all together. It's all the same font. It all looks, I can't place it in my memory. But when I think about a book that I've read, I can imagine the cover. I can imagine where it is on the bookshelf. There's other anchorings to help me recall this information. And what I started to realize with music and podcasts and stuff, it's the same way. Like I started to be like, yeah, I kind of remember this, or I remember people talking about this episode or whatever. I couldn't actually place it. So now I do this crazy thing where if I really want to listen to a podcast, I record the tape. And then when I go out for my walk, I play the tape. And I don't know, you know, I realize not everyone does this, but I do think people are collecting physical media and audio. So what is the proposal then? So what's the problem then? So the problem is with physical media and anything physical, there's like, well, especially with media, the media itself is not expensive. So cassette, you know, just to give you some numbers, I just bought 100 cassettes that were 40 minutes of tape with the Norelco cases and with shipping from Canada. And it's basically, I think it was like just under like $300. So, you know, my cost, you know, I'm considering these basically marketing. Anyway, I'm not selling them. I'm just giving them away. But essentially for a run of 100, you're looking at, you know, what is that? Three something, you know, in actual like cost of goods sold if you were selling them. Okay. That, you know, so if you sell them for $5, like, and don't shipping, if you were to bring them to a merch table, I mean, that's not horrible. You know, that's like a decent margin. Obviously you could sell them for 10. And I think you probably, you know, if someone's really want the music, you probably sell it for 10. So that's like for a self published thing. If I was an actual tape label, what I would have to do is license that music. So if I was like trying to get some music, I'd have to pay a licensing fee, and that's going to drive up, and that gets baked in to the physical cost, right? So the physical cost of making the cassette stays the same, but now the total cost goes up because I had to pay some crazy licensing fee to get, you know, Taylor Swift on there, for example. And so that's what's driving the cost up. So the idea that I've been thinking about is like, okay, what if physical media was just cheaper? What if like you could buy new records, new LPs, for, you know, an LP is an expensive item to make actually, but it's like $50 new. But what if that was cheaper, right? What if the record label was actually selling it less, but then not paying for the licensing fee? And so how does that happen? How do you not pay for the licensing fee? Well, you use value for value music. And so the idea would be keep the physical item to a margin that's profitable, but not include the licensing costs. Let the consumer have it. And then the consumer can decide how much. So that's the value. Like clearly you have to pay for the physical item. You shipped it. Okay. I've received the physical item. I've paid for that. That's the label's job. Okay. And then, you know, whatever costs associated with, you know, mastering or whatever, like that is fine, but that's going to be lower than the licensing fee. All that's going to be lower than the licensing fee. So then the consumer then gets to decide, okay, I bought this thing, I paid the label, and then everything else gets to go to the artist with the Zap. Or I mean, if the you know, the label wants to take a risk, sell it for even cheaper and make the split part of the split, right? And that way the media is even cheaper, and then they're hoping to make up the cost on the split. So that's the concept between the physical item tag. So basically, if you imagine RSS feed, I'm kind of imagining another item that would be a physical item. And obviously, you know, it could have the image, and it can have, it needs to have the container for the splits. I think that's the most important thing. It needs to have whatever the physical item split. And then, I don't know, maybe a URL to where you can get it. I can see how this could maybe be not desired. Like, I'm saying it right now for music, but then just as I was about to record, I was like, well, what if people put like merch on there? What if they start selling things? Do you want that in an RSS feed? So I don't know. The podcast client already is showing, you know, you can technically buy things in the podcast client with splits. The complicated thing with the physical item is shipping, which I'm not claiming to know how to do there right now, but the real goal of this is you get a cassette, you get a CD, you get a record. There's a QR code on there. You scan it. It opens up the podcast client, and then you can boost it. And so what I've been thinking about how to do this, and I think the thing I've come to is that it basically is very difficult to do without the podcast client support. Because I've been thinking about how to make the code. Do I bounce them to a URL? Do I bounce them to an RSS feed? And I think that the QR code should basically just have maybe just has the physical item tag snippet itself. QR codes, you generally want to minimize the amount of information there. A QR code can hold like a few kilobytes. An NFC tag, the most recent ones can hold up to 800 bytes. So you kind of want to keep that small. And I don't think it has to be big. I think it just needs to have the like information to load the Zaps into the podcast client. If you're subscribed to the feed, you would probably see, you would have this physical item in the feed anyway. So there could be some interesting there, but basically, this is my proposal. And the other nice thing I think about this is that if, say, you go to a used record store, you buy a, you know, record, which is totally cool. You know, there's this law for sale, whatever, you're allowed to sell your own stuff. And this is how used stores work. And I don't want to change any of that. I think that's an amazing, but now you have the ability of, hey, I got this record. Oh man, this had the physical item tag. I can now, because you'll typically buy the record for cheaper, right? Because it's a used item. But now you boost it with the physical item tag, and the artist then has another opportunity to get payment from a secondary sale, which typically they don't. And yeah, that would be pretty cool. I don't know. I'm kind of curious to hear what everyone's thoughts are on this one. I don't know. Is it just me? It could just be me. A lot of times I do things and it's just, I'm the only one that's interested. So I don't know. But for me, I really don't like, for example, with like Wave Lake and Ellen Beats, value for value music, it's amazing. But if I really want to listen to it, I record it first. Like, I hate listening on my phone. It really, I just really don't like it. Because I'm definitely not an audiophile, but I mean, even I can tell the difference between my phone speakers and like, you know, headphones, right? So I just don't, I really feel like if I really want to listen to it, I really got to actually pay attention versus just like skimming through. And that's another thing with physical media that I really have started to appreciate is how difficult it is to hit the next button. And the next button is, I think, at the end is just, yeah, it's bad for collective ADHD. Anyway, okay, so physical item tag, I'm throwing that out there a little. We'll add it to maybe my proposal is add it to the channel level, have the ability to have the splits there with then the intention of scanning a QR code, tapping an NFC tag, seeing the physical item, being able to do the boosts, the splits there. It would require podcast clients to support it. And yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool. And I think podcasters and I think podcasters should release physical music, to be honest, or physical item or physical things. I also wish they would stick to 90 minutes, but whatever. It's up to them. They can just release it as two tapes. But yeah, I think it'd be, you know, I mean, it'd be pretty baller. I would get some podcasts. I would buy a podcast on tape. You know, so, and if you're a podcaster and you want to put a podcast on tape, I've got the stuff to do it. So maybe I can help you out. Anyway, I'll keep it there. Keep this one short. And yeah, let me know what you think. I'm on basically Nostr, Bitpunk FM. I am on the Fediverse now too, Cast the Pod. So if you see this, if you're listening to this, I'm on the Fediverse, I think at Bitpunk FM. You should be able to search me and find me on the Fediverse. Cast the Pod hooked me up. And shout out again to Chad F for that dude is like the ambassador to podcasting 2.0. So with that, I'll sign off. And let's get everyone wants to say they're getting lit. Maybe now we're buying a pit. I don't know. I can work on the pun. All right. Talk to you later.